Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and we are about to play Family Feud. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We got to get some teammates for Team Alex and for Team Pork Chop. Let me go over the rules. It's different, but I think it's quite simple so we can all understand how the game works and we can all get along. You're going to get a teammate, maybe two, if more people call in at 833-JOE-ALEX to help you guess the most popular answer on the board. I'm not doing cumulative points. It's just whoever has the number one answer or the closest to the number one. That's what we're looking for, okay?
Okay.
The most popular answer will help you out. After I ask the question, you're going to have 10 seconds to give me an answer. So if it's Pork Chop in a person or Alex in a person, like if it's your turn going, you're going to have 10 seconds. If you go longer than that, I'm going to buzz you because I don't got all day.
Gotcha.
That's actually a little bit gracious or nice compared to what they do on the TV show.
What do they do?
I think they give you less than that, right?
Yeah, it's like they say 3 seconds.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
It's pretty quick. So I'm trying to be a nice guy over here. Whoever comes up with the most popular answer wins that round. We will do 5 rounds, so the best of 3. It could be over in 3 rounds. If Alex gets 3 in a row, it's over. Sorry, Pork Chop.
Got it.
Now, you could win, too. I have faith in you, but let's see here. And yeah, like I said, first 3 wins. Let's see if we can get some teammates here. We got Jacob. Hey, Jacob, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Jacob, you are on Team Alex. Are you ready for this big task at hand?
I am pumped up. Let's go.
All right. There we go. And then we got Jasmine. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi.
You are on Team Pork Chop.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow. You don't sound too excited about that. Are you
Let's
okay?
Go, Alex.
Wow. I'm kind of sorry, Pork Chop. I feel like you're screwed here.
Yeah, well, little do they know, they must have not heard yesterday, I won SpongeBob trivia, and Alex
true.
Is like the hugest SpongeBob fan.
That's true.
No. Are we ready for the feud?
Ready?
Yes.
All right, this right here is simply Pork Chop and Alex. It's a toss-up to decide who gets to go. You don't get a point.
Right.
It's a toss-up, okay?
Okay. Do we buzz in with our name?
Yes.
Okay.
Name a job that many celebrities had before they became famous.
Pork Chop.
Alex.
Pork Chop first. What?
Fast food.
Okay. Alex, what's your guess?
Waiter.
Waiter.
Hey, you know what, Jacob? You're struggling with the waiting till it's your turn thing, but I appreciate you. Alex actually had the number one answer. That doesn't get you a point, but you get to go first. Here we go.
Okay.
Here's your category, Alex. Name something that people buy to show they are successful. You have 10 seconds to talk to your teammate, Jacob. Jasmine and Pork Chop, quiet.
I think fancy car. What do you think, Jacob?
Absolutely a fancy car.
All right, let's go with that.
Hey, Liv the Web Girl, who's keeping score? Please give 1 point to Team Alex and Jacob. They just got the number one answer on the board.
Yeah!
Woo! Impressive.
Makes it 1-0?
Yeah, 1-0. Okay. Best out of 5. Pork Chop, here we go. You and Alex only. This is a toss-up again.
Me and Jasmine only, right?
No. You guys are tossing it up right now to see who goes, because
gotcha.
That category is over, okay?
Heard.
So we're starting fresh, 1-0. No points awarded for this, but decide who gets to guess first. Because like Alex just said, you can win the whole thing. Name something people like to do when listening to music.
Pork Chop.
Pork Chop, what's your guess?
Workout.
Okay, Alex, you have a chance to get the number one answer, because that is not the number one answer. What is it?
Drive.
Pork Chop, you are going to get that, get to choose. It was
Can
exercise.
I do it?
Isn't that what I said?
He said fitness
or
workout.
No. Clean was the number one. Exercise was number two.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Liv, no, you can't today, but yes, I will let you play in another round another day.
I was
okay?
just going to say dance, but that wasn't one of them, so never mind.
It was at the very bottom of the list. Okay.
All right, so me and Jasmine.
It's Jasmine and Pork Chop right now trying to go. They get to go now. They earn the right to go for the turn.
Oh, okay.
So it's a toss-up. Here we go. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time?
Ugh, Jasmine.
You can talk. You got 10 seconds. You
at
and Jasmine.
The mall?
No, I feel like that kids would have done that a long time ago.
5 seconds. Give me a final answer where they spend most of their time.
I'll say at home in their room playing video games.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'd let Alex go, but that's the correct answer. In their room, in their bedroom. So, wow. Not even a chance for Alex to try to top you. So
thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a tie game now. 1-1. This next question, not for points, but for a toss-up, who gets to go first? Alex or Pork Chop, buzz in with your name. Tell me something that many people do just once a week.
Pork Chop?
Pork Chop, what's something that many people do just one time a week?
Go to church.
That is the number one answer.
So now, that was good.
Now you get to guess first. Here we go.
All right.
Name a reason a person might wake up at 2 a.m. You could talk.
To pee?
Yeah, Jasmine, that's what I was going to say. To go to the bathroom.
Wow, number one answer on the board.
Yes,
so now it's a 2-1 lead. Alex, you started out hot. You got to come back now. It's 2-1.
Okay.
If Pork Chop wins this toss-up and actually gets to the next point, that is game over. Here
Uh-oh.
We go, though. I'm excited. I think you got a good teammate, too, with Jacob, Alex. Here we go. Alex or Pork Chop, buzz in to get the right to go. Name something you might eat with a hamburger.
Pork Chop.
What would it be, Pork Chop?
French fries.
That's the number one answer. Okay. No pressure here, Pork Chop, but you and your teammate Jasmine in the next 10 seconds could win Family Feud and be the ultimate winner this week. Wow. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class.
Jasmine, any push-ups? Something you haven't done since high school gym class. Push-ups. Yeah, I guess I'll go with that.
All right. Okay, I got that. That's not the number one answer. So, Alex, you could win this round. Get a point.
Okay, Jacob, what do you think? Jump roping? Running?
I was thinking dodgeball.
Okay, let's say that. Dodgeball.
Wow, that you guys are close. The number one answer is run a mile. Number two is dodgeball. That's still higher than what Porkchop had. So, yes, we, ladies and gentlemen, have a tie game.
Ooh.
Ooh, my butt's puckering right now. Are you okay over there, Liv? You seem like your head's going
to
explode.
Yeah, it's a tie game for sure. I thought it was 2-3.
No, you must have missed the whole be setting up the game part. It's cool. Anyways, this is the final toss-up. Then we'll do the one for the point. Here is your next question. Alex or Porkchop, you can buzz in. Tell me something you can buy that costs a dollar or less.
Porkchop.
Porkchop, what do you think?
Candy/gum.
Okay, I got that. That is on the list. Alex, that's not the highest one, though. You could try to steal it to try
to get
the point.
Can I ask Jacob?
Yeah.
Jacob?
No. Not for this one. Not for this one. No, this is the toss-up. It's all you.
Okay. Less than a dollar candy?
Something you can buy that costs a dollar or less.
Okay, Band-Aid.
No, I'm going to give it to Porkchop. He had gum on there, which was like the lowest on the list. Fruit, fast food, soft drink, newspaper.
I have no idea for that.
Okay. That being said, Porkchop, you can win it right here unless Alex outguesses you.
All right.
Okay. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you hope no one ever accidentally drinks.
Jasmine, I would say alcohol. That way we could go with either rubbing alcohol or drinking alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol.
If we just say alcohol, that should cover all bases.
Yeah, just say alcohol.
Okay.
Okay.
Alcohol.
That is not the number one answer on the board, so Alex and Jacob have a chance to steal and win the entire game.
Jacob, what do you think? Windex, like counter cleaner, bleach?
In your kitchen?
Yeah. Name a liquid in your kitchen that you...
Olive oil.
I don't think that's right. I'm going to go with Windex. I'm going against you. Like kitchen cleaner.
Well, would you consider that soap?
No.
Okay, because I have on here soap, vinegar, cooking oil, soy sauce, and bacon grease, which I don't think either one of you had the right answer then.
Well, if he would have picked oil, you would have gotten that.
Dang it. Sorry, Jacob.
All right, listen. Neither one of you lose. We're going to do it right now. This is the final toss-up. This is for everything. Okay, all the marbles.
Just the toss-up one.
Yep, you just buzz in with your name, okay?
All right.
Alex and Porkchop. We're playing Family Feud on the Joe and Alex Show. Name a country that speaks Spanish.
Alex
is in first. I'm sorry.
No.
Mexico.
Damn it.
That's not the top one on the board. You could steal. You have to give me, there's one above it, that country that speaks Spanish. Just you. No teammates.
Spain.
Your final answer is Spain?
Well.
Okay.
America! America's my final answer.
I need to know what your final answer is. Which one
is it? His final answer is Spain. That was his first answer. He said final answer. And then he went, America!
And when he said final answer,
America!
I said America.
No, I think
United
you
States
go
of
with
America.
Spain.
So wait.
You go with Spain.
Am I your helper?
Am I your little referee here keeping score?
United States of America.
Foul on Porkchop.
Hold on, I gotta go.
His answer is Spain.
Liv, do you want me to go with Porkchop or with Liv? Alex, should I go with Liv, the rule?
My first instinct was to agree with Liv that when you say the words final answer, that is the final answer.
I'm sorry, Porkchop, I have to go with that.
When you said final answer, I said no, and then I said United States.
Which means that Porkchop just won. It was Spain.
I wasn't trying to make you not lose.
Yeah. Good. Glad I wasn't trying to make you not lose. He always thinks everyone is out to get him. Like,
he tried so hard to talk himself out of a win.
Gosh.
Alex, I'm sorry. You kind of got cheated there. But hey.
That's fine.
That's the Joe and Alex Show feud.
Sorry, Jacob.
Wah-wah. Yeah. Do you feel like you were cheated there, Jacob?
No, I feel good. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Jasmine, how do you feel about playing with Porkchop? Would you ever want to do that again?
That was fun.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she won. Of course it's fine.
Of course it's fun. All right, we're the Joe and Alex Show.